Data miner is used to track protest, a Zoom zero day is patched, and the BlueLeaks server was seized by police. All that coming up now on ThreatWire. Greetings! I am Shannon Morris, and this is ThreatWire for July 14th, 2020. This is your summary of the threats to our security, privacy, and internet freedom. Hey, if you are interested, on Wednesday, I will be keynoting a free virtual event, which is called GrimCon, and you can register to virtually attend and watch the live talk. It's a cybersecurity event with two different tracks, so you can watch a bunch of different talks, and I will be partaking in LobbyCon via their Discord all that day so I can answer questions from my keynote as well. I will put the link down below to register so that you can actually watch it live down in the description. I would love to see you there. I'm really excited because this is the first keynote I've gotten to do in the entirety of 2020, so it's been a little slow this year, but yay, I get to partake in an event. So I would love to see you there. I hope you can join me. And now, with that announcement out of the way, on to the news. ThreatWire patrons chose this first story. According to reports by The Intercept, a startup called Dataminer was helping law enforcement with digital monitoring of 2020 protests to give police locations and plans by demonstrators using Twitter for surveillance. The Intercept states that the outlet received documents and had contact with a source with knowledge on this information, but they did not include any evidence in their article. Dataminer is a startup that uses public tweets to recognize trends and alert newsrooms, corporations, and governments to unfolding information so those businesses will have a competitive edge. While noticing trends is based on social media posts, and that's nothing new, in fact, you can use a trending tab yourself on Twitter to read about breaking news, their work with government agencies is kind of a concern. Since 2016, Dataminer has continually stated that surveillance is against their terms and violators would be removed from using their platform. Twitter has also stated that using their public API to surveil protesters or activists is also prohibited. But Dataminer has been tracking and sending this kind of data to law enforcement agencies, allegedly, finding a loophole by not sharing geolocations or direct fire hose access. The report states that Dataminer is sharing data about locations and activities happening at protests, including developments within specific rallies across the U.S. While not deliberately tracking specific protesters, the fact that they track public tweets about specific protests allow them to create full schedules and locational data about upcoming demonstrations. Statements or photos included in tweets can also give enough contextual clues to determine locations. So Dataminer does not necessarily need to share geographical locations with their clients. Dataminer also uses Facebook public event postings as well as Snapchat to alert their clients to upcoming protests, according to this report. Now, it's very easy to brush this off and say, so what? These are just public tweets. What do people expect to happen? But Dataminer and Twitter call this collection of data news alerts instead of intelligence. And there is a huge difference between what a news outlet may do with news alerts versus what law enforcement may do with the same information. If this is the case, Dataminer knows exactly what they are doing by collating this information into an easily digestible format. While this could be used for disaster relief and first response, it can also have a chilling effect on demonstrations. So what do you call it? Complacency? Surveillance and intelligence? Is it news alerts? I feel like this is a discussion that we should definitely have in regards to social media. Cybersecurity firm Akros Security has disclosed a zero day in Zoom for Windows 7 and older operating systems. While many users listening to this episode are probably already using frequently updated machines, many companies have struggled to keep their users en masse updated, leading to older operating system usage and opening up users to potential attacks. Windows 8 and Windows 10 are not affected. This zero day in particular can allow for an attacker to gain access to files on a vulnerable machine using Zoom software as their attack vector. An attacker could do a hostile takeover of a machine if the target user is a local administrator. The attacker could also be remote, executing arbitrary code on the target machine in which a Zoom client is installed. It would require some kind of user interaction, such as opening a document, for example. Now, on Thursday, Zoom reported that a patch is being released for this flaw, and it is recommended to update as soon as possible, as the patch is available via client version 5.1.3. While this patch is released, Akros is not releasing technical details about the vulnerability at this time. Before we hit story number three, I want to say thank you so much to my Patreon supporters, patreon.com/threatwire. Check out these awesome fur baby photos from my Hush Puppy Perk level patrons. They are adorable. I have my own puppy now, and I can share my own fur baby photos of a puppy. It's very exciting. Also, a new perk has been added. If you are a new subscriber or an old subscriber on Patreon, you will now get access to action alerts. So anytime there is a new vulnerability that's announced or a new breach has occurred, they happen all the time, it's really hard to stay up to date with them. So I will share details on Patreon so you can update, you can patch, and you can find those flaws ASAP and stay safe, because that is the entire reason why I love to do the show. There is so much in security and privacy to cover. I never have time to discuss everything in all of these episodes. So if you want to see me cover more InfoSec news as an audio podcast, or even a second episode of ThreatWire each week, check out the next Patreon goals to see how you can make that happen. And we are growing. It's very exciting. I would love to see you join our community on Patreon. A primary public download server hosting almost 270 gigs of data called BlueLeaks has been seized by German authorities last week. BlueLeaks is a series of thousands of files that were obtained by a hacktivist collective, which included internal police documents, including sensitive data about police departments and law enforcement agencies across the United States. Original reports showed the data accounted for over 200 departments, including training and support resources, as well as fusion centers with data dating back all the way to 1996. A breach to the supply chain company, which is called NetCentral, which works with law enforcement, allowed for the hack to happen, and the data was then made public by DDoS Secrets. DDoS Secrets was eventually suspended from Twitter, while a public leader of the group named Emma Best tweeted from their own, now protected, account that the server was confiscated by the Department of Public Prosecution. The original BlueLeaks links have been removed and the site appears to be down. At this time, though, BlueLeaks is still available for download through torrents. Best had also stated that this server was only used to distribute data to the public. It was not used for contact with sources. According to PC Mag, German authorities seized the server under the request from the US government with mutual assistance, and the server was actually based in Falkenstein, Germany. Hopefully I said that correctly. Before I leave, I would like to say thank you so much to Snakey, Glenn, Soldier200X, Big Papa Ken, Astra Berry, Dana, Joshua, Rob Security, Chris, TPTP, Martin, Alfred, and Neil, who joined the Patreon team this week. Thank you so much to each and every one of you. You are awesome. And I love seeing so many people join our community. That's so exciting. And with that, do not forget to like and subscribe. I'm Shannon Morris, and I will see you on the internet. Bye.